closed in.
Uh-huh.
And they would milk them in there.
Uh-huh.
So I know I jumped in one time and the cow got after me. And my aunt had made me this beautiful red dress. And we went visiting just as we got down there. And they were milking. I ran out to see my uncle and I jumped in the fountain and the cow got after me.
I don't believe it.
That's true. That's really true.
What did you do?
Oh, I screamed and I ran. My uncle grabbed the cow and then I jumped back over the fence.
I bet you did.
Yeah, I did. That bright red dress, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, and it was so pretty. I was just so proud of myself, you know.
Yeah. That's funny. Let's see. Okay, you said you have a pig pen and you keep pigs and what else in a pig pen? What's a big pig called?
A hog, a sow, whatever you call them.
Okay. Well, what is a sow exactly?
That's a female pig.
Mm. Okay.
Female hog.
Okay. What's a shoat? You know?
That's a young. It's not a piglet, but it's a young, middle-aged, I thought one just growing up.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Used to be before people had refrigeration. They put their milk and butter and stuff in a can. They take it down and put it in a creek or something, or maybe in a cool place under a tree. Do you know the name for a place like that? Okay. In the city, what do you, besides the brand name, what would you call the milk company?
Dairy.
Okay. Let's see. Oh. Where would you turn out the cows and the horses and the mules and so on? Just let them walk around.
In pasture.
Okay. Does the pasture have grass for them to eat and stuff?
Grass and greenery.
Yeah. How big would a pasture be?
Oh, huge. It's been
okay.
Enormous.
If you had just sort of a small place right around the barn for them to walk around, what would you call that? Okay. You know anything about raising cotton?
I know about pigs.
Okay. Used to be, you know, used to have to go through the field, like when it was still growing, mm-hmm. and take out thin them.
I used to go through the field with a hole,
yep.
and right out here on this outside of San Antonio, and thin out the people's cotton.
Instead
when that cotton finished growing, I went and picked it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, tell me, what'd you call it when you went out and thinned it out?
What'd you chopping horn of chopping cotton.
Okay. This is just right out here, huh?
No more, but it used to be on our hand. It's a new edition. It used to be nothing but cotton and stuff and corn.
Yeah, that's something. What do you call undesirable grass that grows up in your yard?
Is that Bermuda grass? Crap grass?
Okay, you have one name for all of them?
No, I think Bermuda grass isn't really undesirable grass. We used to have that before we started the carpet grass, so it's really not undesirable, I wouldn't call.
Uh-huh.
But it's that crap grass, they call it, what grows up that nobody wants.
I have a patch of that stuff that just wouldn't believe in my yard. It's just huge.
Well, so lots of people still have Bermuda grass.
Yeah. Cotton and corn, you'd say, grow in a
field.
Okay, and tobacco grows in a
field. Okay, so I don't know.
Okay, what kinds of things would you say are grown in a patch?
Cabbage.
Okay. Anything else?
Cabbage, greens, and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. What do you call a kind of little wooden fence that's, I don't know, usually painted white and they have little pointed tops on the
picket fence?
Okay. What other kinds of wood fences are there?